Welcome to the Cost Segregation Authority series for My Cost Segregation. Today we are looking at a Treasury regulation that does not get talked about enough. It is called Treasury Regulation 1.168 (I)(1), and it governs something called a general asset account. Let me explain what a general asset account is in plain terms. When you own a building and you do a cost segregation study, you end up with a list of individual assets: carpet in the lobby, specialty wiring, HVAC units. Each one has its own depreciation schedule. Tracking all of them individually takes work. So the tax code gives you an option, pull some of those assets together into one bucket and manage them as a group. That bucket is a general asset account, or GAA for short. Sounds convenient, right? It can be, but there is a trade-off, and this regulation spells it out. Here is a trade-off. When an asset is inside a general asset account and you retire it, the rules say you cannot recognize a loss. If you tear out an old HVAC unit and scrap it, normally you would get to write off whatever basis was left in that unit. That is called a partial disposition, and it can be a big deduction, but inside a GAA, that deduction is gone. The regulation treats the retired asset as if its basis is zero. Any money you get for it is just ordinary income. Now, there is an escape hatch. The regulation includes something called a qualifying disposition election. If you make that election for a specific asset, you step outside the pooling rules for that one item. You can then recognize the gain or loss the normal way, but you have to make the election. It does not happen automatically. So why does this matter for a cost segregation study? A cost segregation study does two big things. First, it moves components into shorter depreciation lives so you get faster deductions in the early years. Second, it sets up those components so that when you replace them later, you can take a partial disposition loss on whatever basis is left in the old one. That second benefit, the partial disposition loss, is the one that general asset accounts can block. Here is the planning point. If you pull your assets into a GAA before you replace a component, you may lose the deduction on that component. The general asset account rule steps in and says no loss for you. If you want to protect that future deduction, you either need to make the qualifying disposition election when the time comes, or you need to think carefully about whether a GAA is the right choice for assets that are likely to be replaced. This is not a reason to avoid cost segregation. It is a reason to plan carefully around how your assets are tracked. The study still gives you the accelerated depreciation in the early years. The general asset account question is really about what happens when you replace things later. The regulation was finalized in 2014 as part of Treasury Decision 9689, which we cover in a separate episode. The two rules work together, so understanding this one helps you get the full picture. The bottom line is simple. General asset accounts trade away the partial disposition loss in exchange for simpler record keeping. If partial disposition losses are part of your strategy, know what you are pooling before you make the election. Thanks for listening to the Cost Segregation Authority series. To see how this regulation connects to your own property, visit your Reports Authority Library.